Welcome to the Executive Edition with Capital Area District Libraries Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
Welcome to the Executive Edition podcast. In today's episode, I'll be talking with Leslie City Manager Susan Montenegro and Delhi Township Supervisor John Hayhoe, plus information about the Library of Things and Kettle's 20th birthday. But first, I'd like to give you a preview of upcoming holiday events at the library. Sprinkle some magic on your holidays by meeting live reindeer at several of our branches. You can visit cadl.org/reindeer for more info. We'll be back with my first interview after this.
Right here.
Imagine a place that lets you download a hot new bestseller, stream a TV series, listen to the latest music releases, even borrow a sewing machine or Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it's not an expensive subscription service or a giant online marketplace. It's your local library, and it's all free to cardholders. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.
Welcome back to the Executive Edition podcast. I'm joined by Sue Montenegro. She's the city manager of the city of Leslie. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
When I drive through Leslie, I see a strong community and one that values kind of a connected community as well. So could you describe your role in the city and tell us what brought you to Leslie?
I am the city manager of Leslie, and my role here is to make sure that all of the municipal functions happen. We have a very strong staff that are here, even though we're small in numbers.
Sure.
We wear a lot of hats, but we make sure that people have water as needed, that their toilets flush properly.
The essentials.
Yeah. That the streets are maintained. We just try to make sure that all of those basic core needs are met, mm-hmm. and that we do so in a fiscally responsible way. And that's kind of my role as the administrator or the manager for the city to make sure that all of those departments function smoothly and well.
Sure. And did you grow up in the area? Did you come as far as to Leslie?
Actually, I have lived in Michigan all of my life.
Okay.
I've lived in many communities.
Sure.
Various life choices there. But currently, I live in the city of Owosso, which is about an hour north of here, and
yep.
I commute every day back and forth.
More treacherous in the winter, probably.
Yeah.
Than
I always tease I was probably a truck driver in a former life. I don't mind driving, but
sure.
I have a ninth grader that told me she would not like me ever if I made her move going into her ninth grade year.
And exactly.
Fortunately for me, council here was appreciative of that commitment to my children.
Sure.
I truly believe our family gives us the foundation and the basis for which we can do our jobs, but it's our responsibility to make sure that we raise them well so that they know you have commitment to your communities, you have commitment to the job that you take on, but you definitely have commitment to your family.
I agree.
And they appreciate that here.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful of that.
I agree. And as I mentioned earlier, Leslie has a strong community feel, and I'm sure that's what you hear from the residents as well. When you talk to the residents, what qualities do they want in the community that they live in, and also what services do they want to see in Leslie?
Services that I hear the most are probably roads. That's an issue
all of
us struggle with.
Yep.
And trying to find the financing to be able to address the road needs is a difficulty that every community is embattled with right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I've sensed the most here in this community, and it happened to me the night of my interview, is just that small town, close-knit feel of people that are here. Walking to my interview across the street, we were stopped in the middle of the street. People talk to everybody. They wave. When I came out of the interview, the same thing happened again.
Mm-hmm.
I love that small town feel where everybody is very connected to each other. And I think that builds a strong community feel in the sense that everybody realizes this is their community, this is their town, they take ownership of that, and they want to see good things happen here, and I appreciate that. I really like that a lot.
Yeah, I agree, and that's one thing that I see from the residents of Leslie as well. And the city of Leslie does a good job in offering community events for family and residents too. Do you hear about some positive feedback from the community about the events that you offer, and they kind of think that those events bring some of that connectedness that you just talked about?
I do. We had just recently in September, we had our fall festival, mm-hmm. and that's an annual event that goes on. It's not something that is sponsored by the city, paid for by the city per se, but city staff are very involved in that outside of their own work commitment here. So this is something they choose to do as a personal nature. Again, it speaks to the commitment of people to this community and wanting to see positive things happen. It's an outreach to the community. It's something that's very child-friendly, child-oriented, but yet there are things that are there for the adults to do, too. It's just that gathering and continuing to build those relationships. And we always look for feedback, whether good or bad, because it helps us to continue to improve that going down the road. Coming up, we have the Scarecrow Days, which are, we have our trunk or treat that will go on here. There is a race that takes place, a parade, and then the haunted house and the Boo and Brew that same evening. And again, even though those are not things that the city pays for, we have council members that are involved in that. We have staff that's involved in that help to organize that. And it's just that strong commitment to making Leslie the place to be, our catchphrase, the place to be, the place you want to come to. And I like that a lot.
That's fantastic, because it just shows that it's not just your job, but it's that you want to be part of the community as well.
Yes.
And one of the things that I love about the city of Leslie is your fantastic Main Street. For the city, is it important for you to keep the Main Street attractive and appealing both for businesses and for residents?
It is. You look at the Main Street, it's the heart of the city. Mm-hmm. It's what people, where life happens. You know, you have, I can't say life alone happens on the Main Street, but it's the hub of business where people come to, where people hang out. Mm-hmm. And the more active and vibrant your downtown, your Main Street is, again, it's the heart of the city. And then from that, growth happens outwards.
Sure.
And it's just an important part for us to make sure that the streets are maintained, that the buildings look nice, that we work in conjunction with the business owners that are in the downtown, keeping that Main Street alive and thriving so that there's that positive atmosphere where business owners and community members can interact together. So it's a very important part of our city.
Sure. And somewhat related to that, what's in the future for the city of Leslie?
We have great things planned. There are road projects that we're looking at doing. We have been working with engineers to put together a capital improvement plan, mm-hmm. For the roads, looking 5 years down the road, how we can which of those streets need to be done first, how we're going to come up with funding. That's probably the toughest component of that, but that's great. We've been working on improving our parks. We recently put in sidewalks to connect parking areas in Russell Park so that it goes out to the pavilions, mm-hmm. and it makes it accessible for all people, no matter what ability they have. We've connected that to the bathrooms that are there. So we're trying to look at needs that are out there and address those as we can, even though we're a small community. We need to work on our master plan for the city. We work in conjunction with the township on that so that we can look at future planning for development, housing needs that we have, and address those needs. So I see really good things coming and look forward to it.
Oh, fantastic. And I know that from the library's perspective, in any way that we can help, we're a part of the community and we'd love to help in any way And we'll end with a library-type question. What are you reading, watching, or listening to? Just a title recommendation. It might even be an audiobook on those long commutes that you have. So.
Yeah, I have to admit, I am an NPR enthusiast. Yeah. So,
so those get you through that drive.
I'm an NPR junkie, so I listen to NPR all the time.
Sure.
My children could rattle off their Harry Potter fans. My husband reads a lot of, the author escapes me, Bob Woodward, is that his name? Mm-hmm. His books. Unfortunately, I read so much stuff here at work that when I go home, my outlet is cooking. So anything cooking oriented, that is what I love to do.
Sure.
But definitely.
We'll take NPR as a recommendation. That's a fantastic
NPR
one,
is a great source. So,
exactly.
Yes.
But this has been a great conversation, and I loved learning more about Leslie, more of some of the projects that you want to work on, and you made Leslie sound like a fantastic place. So again, Susan Montenegro, the city manager of the city of Leslie, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Leslie is the place to be. Thank you for coming here today.
It's an exciting time for Capital Area District Libraries. They are celebrating 20 years of service in Ingham County. I'm here with Human Resources Director Julie Laxton talking about how CATL is giving back to the community.
That's right, Stephanie. Through an initiative called CATL Cares, our libraries have collected backpacks and toys for kids in need, personal hygiene products for women in shelters and homeless veterans, and signed up people for the Michigan-Oregon Donor Registry.
That's great to hear, Julie. CATL really does care about making a difference in our community. What other things are you doing?
CATL staff raises money for the Capital Area Literacy Coalition through the Casual for a Cause initiative and participates in community events like Recycle-Rama and Capital City River Run.
So how can our listeners find out more about CATL Cares as well as employment opportunities?
Just visit our website at CATL.org or any CATL location.
All right, sounds good. That's Julie Laxton, Human Resources Director from Capital Area District Libraries. They are celebrating 20 years of service in Ingham County.
Welcome back to the Executive Edition podcast. I'm Scott Dimeshire, the Executive Director of Capital Area District Library. And with me this morning is John Hayhoe, the Township Supervisor for Delhi Township. Thanks for joining me, John.
Well, thank you, Scott. I enjoy being here. I know we had you on our podcast a couple of months ago. We started one. So I guess this is a new way of getting word out.
It is. You got to return the favor then.
Thank you.
To start with, just describe your role at Delhi Township.
Yes, I'm like the leader in the community. I run the township boards. I point people to the different boards, commission members. I belong to a lot of the clubs, the Kiwanis and Lions, and my duties are pretty much just a figurehead for the community. Mm-hmm. And we have a full-time staff that does a lot of work here. So it's a great community, a great staff, and I just help them out.
Sure. As a resident of Delhi, I can verify that it is a fantastic community. And there is a strong community feel, and I'm sure you hear that from residents. When you talk to residents, what qualities do they want to see in Delhi Township?
You know, when I first came in, I thought that our Senior Citizen Center was really the most important thing. I thought our parks was the most important thing, Valhalla. But what I've learned, Scott, over the years is it's the people that are mm-hmm. the most important thing. Our Kiwanis, our Lions, our Rotary, our food bank. People get involved. They help their fellow citizens. We build a playground, a $250,000 playground at Valhalla Park. We didn't have the funds, but everybody stepped in the community and helped build that. Mm-hmm. So the people always stepping forward, helping out with things, just like this library. I remember years ago, it used to be at the Holt United Methodist Church, mm-hmm. and then the Kiwanis and JCs helped to move them to a house on Holt Road, mm-hmm. and now you have this great facility here.
Yeah.
So the community is always helping you out, and we appreciate the library.
Oh, thank you so much. And there is a strong focus on the parks that the township provides and a fantastic school system. And then, as you mentioned, a great community library. Do you hear from residents that they choose to live in Delhi Township because of the services offered?
Yes. You know, in one of our last board meetings, we had an elderly couple come and they just stood up and introduced themselves. And they said they just moved into the community. And I asked, you know, what's the reason? They said, mm-hmm. we enjoy biking and walking. And you have some of the best trails around. And we made sure when we moved out of land, that we got a place within right next to a trail, and they love that. They love the trail system. And then just one other one, we had a library millage about 4 or 5 years ago, and then we had some people come in and talk. You were talking to the community people, mm-hmm. and we had a lady that left from this area, moved to Owosso, and she says she loves the Holt library so much that she comes back from Owosso to use this library, Scott.
Oh, we love those stories.
Yes,
that's fantastic. And you talked about the Holt Business Alliance. Could you talk about your work with them?
Yes, the Holt Business Alliance is sort of like a chamber of commerce, but we don't have to pay the national dues. So it's a group of about 50 to 60 people. And actually, it's government, business, and school leaders. And they originally got together to help the schools out. And our major fundraiser is raising scholarships. We've raised over $200,000 and given out about 95 scholarships to Holt seniors over the years. And we have a monthly meeting just helping out new businesses come in. We do ribbon cuttings and such. But we really enjoy helping the students in the area. And we have the Dr. Hornick is on the board. And it's just a great camaraderie between the schools and the business and the community.
Sure it is. And I follow what the Holt Business Alliance does, and you do fantastic work. What's in the future for Delhi Township?
We continue to grow. We had a big back in about 2008 when the economy was really booming. A lot of developers came in and started some subdivisions that were never finished. So we have families moving in now. They're building nice houses in the community. In fact, I was talking to Dr. Hornick at our last podcast, and he says next year is the first time in 10 years that they project a raise in the number of students. For the last 10 years, people have been moving out of state, as you know, to other places, and he says they are starting to move back into Holt, and Holt's growing. So we feed off the schools, schools feed off the community, and we just work together, and that's why Holt's so great.
Oh, that is fantastic. We'll end with a library type question. What's a recommendation of something that you're reading, watching, or listening to?
You know, I enjoy coming into your library here and just picking up the newspapers and the magazines, and it's a very quiet place. It's very calm. You have a fantastic staff here. I hate to see Pauline is leaving. We really
she
hate
is.
To see her.
Yeah, she is. We'll find a very good replacement for her. But yeah, we were sad to see her go.
The lady before her was great, and she moved to Mason. And we enjoy the staff here. It's like I say, it's a nice place. And you have this is a crown jewel of all your school libraries.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And it was great talking to you again. I love talking to you as a resident of Delhi Township. You're doing fantastic things. And if you ever have a chance, come out to Delhi Townships. Try, as John mentioned, the parks here. Try the trail system. It's just a fantastic place to live.
And you have reindeer coming in at Christmas time.
We do. Yeah, I don't have the date offhand, but check our website. We're going to have reindeer in the parking lot.
Wow. Thanks.
Thank you.